Okay, Agatvach. So I'm sorry that we're starting a minute or two late. Today's daf is daf Ayin Aleph in Masechet Shabbos. We're going to pick up on Ayin Amud Beis, 70b, on the two dots about seven lines up from the bottom. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava says, Kater v'tochan kigregares. B'shigga Shabbos is done malachas. So someone went ahead and he both katzer is to do katzir, is to do reaping. Tachan is to grind. Both of those are among the lamentas malachas that we're not allowed to do on Shabbos. They're separate avos malacha. And kigrogeres, the size of a dried fig, that's relevant. Rashi explained that shir hu l'chol isurei malacha shel Shabbos ba'ochlim. In other words, we're used to shiurim for when you eat something, but what about when you're grinding something or you're reaping something? So Rashi explains that for any of the malachas on Shabbos that deal with foods, the relevant measure is a gregeres. So this person went ahead and he both harvested and ground up wheat or whatever it was in the relevant shiur, a gregeres, and he did it b'shigga Shabbos u'b'zadan malachas, where he knew that there were malachas that are asur on Shabbos, but he forgot that it was Shabbos. So we have a case, and we know, generally speaking, when you have a shigga Shabbos, a zadon malachas, or someone knows the malachas but forgot that it was Shabbos, so since he has one basic flaw, is the fact that he didn't know about Shabbos, so generally speaking, he's only chayav for that one chatas, even though he did two separate malachas. So that's the first thing that happened. But what happened after that? So he went ahead and he harvested and he ground and he would be chayv one chatas for that. And then what happened? He went ahead and somewhere in this process he remembered that it was Shabbos. But there's a machlokas a little bit between the Rishonim about exactly what did he remember from what he did before. So some Rishonim understand that the Ravon and the Meiri in the second version, the Meiri understand that he forgot that he had done those malachas, because the question is, why doesn't he realize that he's chayven? And others understand that he remembered, but it never occurred to him, or he was never told, it was never hodei lav revealed to him to remind him that he had done a malacha. But whatever the point is, so he initially forgot it was Shabbos and knew that you're not allowed to grind or harvest, but then he went back and he ground and he harvested the size of a gorgeres, but this time he knew it was Shabbos, but he made a mistake that he forgot that you couldn't do grinding or harvesting. So now, if we think about this, so in the first instance, he did something, he did two malachas, but he didn't realize it was Shabbos, so he should be chayav one chatas. And in theory, what he then did was where he realized it was Shabbos, but he forgot these two particular malachas that you can't grind and you can't harvest, so he should be chayav two chatas in that case. But what's the halacha? V'nodelo al ketziro techino shal shigiga Shabbos uzudain malachas. So then what happened? So then he realized the first thing that he did first wrong, where he realized that in fact it had been Shabbos, he had forgotten it was Shabbos and he did malachos, so he was told about that. So in theory, he now becomes chayev one chatas because he had done two malachos while under one misapprehension, not realizing it was Shabbos. The chazav enodelo al ketzira v'atachina shel zedayin Shabbos eshigigas malachos. But afterwards, he was told that, wait a second, you did two malachas Shabbos when you knew it was Shabbos and you just forgot that those were malachas. So theoretically, you now should owe another or two carbon chatasis. And now we're at the top of Ayin Aleph. So we say as follows, says Rava's halacha, ketzira gereres ketzira, utechina gereres techina. So he says as follows, that a ketzira manages to drag along another ketzira, utechina gereres techina, and I'll explain what this means in a second, and the techina, the grinding, drags along another grinding. So he says as follows. So what happened in this case is that he found out that he owed one chatas, and then he found out that he owes two chatas. So we say that So Rashi explains katsira gerer is katsira shnia bikaparaso. So he's saying that that the one katsira follows the other katsira in his kapara, and one tchina follows the tchina. So he's saying as follows, that he should only have to bring one carbon. Why? Because he became mechuyev a carbon, one single carbon because of Shabbos. He became mechuyev a carbon both for for harvesting and for grinding. So that first carbon, and now he only owes one carbon because he only made one mistake that it was Shabbos. But since he owes a chatas for one chatas, it happens to be a single chatas, but he owes a chatas both for harvesting and for grinding. So then the second chatos that he becomes aware of, one for harvesting and grinding, are already covered in the first chatas. So basically, Rava's halacha is that he only has to bring a single chatas in this case, even though theoretically he was mechuyev in three karbanas, three chatases. Why? Because the first thing that he did, and it became known to him that he was mechuyev a single chatas for when he didn't realize it was Shabbos, that chatas covers both harvesting and grinding. And then so subsequently, while he still is in the same halama, meaning he didn't realize that he did Navera, he did another Isser of harvesting and grinding, then therefore those are included in the first. So even though in the first instance he was bringing a carbon chatas, one single carbon chatas, because he didn't realize it was Shabbos, and in the second instance, theoretically, he would bring in two separate chatos because he didn't realize they were malachas. But since the first chatos covered both harvesting and grinding, so then the obligations of harvesting and grinding for the second instance where he didn't realize harvesting and grinding were usher are already covered in the first one. But, so that works if he first became mechuyev in the single chatos that covers harvesting and grinding and then subsequently found out that he owes additional karbanos for harvesting and grinding. Continues Rava's halacha on the second line. Avol nodelo al katsira shel zidon Shabbos as shigigas malachos. So he says, but what happens if first he finds out if he finds out that the katsira when he knew it was Shabbos, but he made a mistake that it was a malachos. So what happens now? The first thing he finds out is the second set of harvesting and grinding that he did. So what should he owe? He now owes two karbanas, one for harvesting and one for grinding, because he knew it was Shabbos and he just made a mistake with the malachas. So, and then subsequently he finds out that he also had done malachas when he didn't realize it was Shabbos. So what happens in this case? We say ketzira gereres ketzira. So he found out about the second set first. So obviously he owes two karbanas, one for harvesting and one for grinding. So, theoretically he owes that. So we say katsira gereres katsira. The fact that he owed one for harvesting covers the other one they owed for harvesting, which is the first one. Utechina she'ima. And so then, therefore, we're now introduced to a new concept. So he found out that he owed two karbanas. One, because he realized on Shabbos he did two things wrong. He should owe two karbanas, one for harvesting, one for grinding. That one that he harvesting, the second harvesting, covers the first harvesting because it's both harvesting. And we know that the halachas are, if you do one malacha more than one time, within one halama, one time when it's hidden from you that you did something wrong, one chatas covers it. So it makes sense why the chatas that comes for harvesting should cover the chatas for harvesting above. But what's the curious thing about the chatas for harvesting above is that chatas is combined with the chatas of techina. Why? Because the first set of averis that he did was when he didn't realize it was Shabbos, so he only owes one chatas. So therefore, we're going to say that whole chatas obligation is covered by the second karbon for katsira. So the second set of isurim, he brings a karbon for harvesting. That covers the harvesting of the first. And since the harvesting of the first was packaged with the grinding of the first, so then he's now, with that karbon of harvesting, he's covered three out of the four isurim he did. The harvesting that was a mistake when he made the harvesting, that also covers the harvesting when he made a mistake that it was Shabbos. And because that harvesting that he made a mistake with Shabbos included a grinding, so that's all covered. And continues Rashi, continues Rava. Utechina shekenegda b'mekoma omedas. But there's no reason, there's no rationale to exempt him from the second carbon for grinding. Why? Because even though the first carbon he brought included a case of grinding, that was only the first case of grinding. Why? Because the first case of grinding got dragged along with the first case of harvesting because he did it all in one chatas, one mistake, that it was Shabbos. But there's no rationale to forgive him for the second. So that's Rava's halacha, is if he finds out first that he owes a single chatas and that chatas covers both harvesting and grinding, then the second instances of harvesting and grinding are already covered. However, if he finds out about the second set first, where he found out that he knew a Shabbos, but he made a mistake in the malachas, he now needs to bring two separate karbanos, one for harvesting and one for grinding. What's interesting, though, is that the harvesting one covers three out of the four isurim. It covers the harvesting that he did when he didn't realize harvesting was an isur. It covers the harvesting that he did when he didn't realize it was Shabbos. And because that harvesting, that when he didn't realize it was Shabbos, was accompanied by grinding, so it covers grinding too. So therefore, the harvesting carbon covers three out of the four Yisurim, and the grinding carbon covers just its own instance where he didn't realize that grinding was a malacha. Abaya Amar, Abaya says, Techina nami gareres techina, that shame techina achasi. Abaya says, no. One carbon, basically, by extension, is going to cover everything. Because he says that grinding also drags along grinding, because it's all considered one name, one category of grinding. So therefore, how does it work? It's interesting. So what does he find out about first? First, he finds out that he did two isurim that he knew it was Shabbos, but he didn't realize that those were isurim, harvesting and grinding. So the way it's going to work is as follows. So the first carbon he becomes obligated in is let's just say for sake of argument, the harvesting. So this is the second instance of harvesting. So the second instance of harvesting carbon automatically covers the first instance of harvesting because it's the same malacha and he didn't find that in between that he was over on the malacha. That second carbon of harvesting is included because it's a single chatas with the grinding iser. So therefore that grinding is covered. Now says Abaya, once you have grinding covered in this single carbon you're bringing, it can drag along the other instance of grinding. So it kind of goes from the bottom harvesting to the top harvesting. The top harvesting includes the accompanying grinding, and that grinding covers the grinding that's beneath it. So according to Abaya, he would in this instance he would only have to bring a single carbon. Even though he did conceptually what in ordinary circumstances would be mechayev him three chatos, but basically harvesting covers the other harvesting, one harvesting brings along grinding, the grinding brings along the second grinding, everything's covered according to Abaya. Says the Gemara. So basically, what did we say? We said that Rava agrees to this concept of dragging along. Because even though Rava says the second grinding is not covered, he agrees that the first grinding is covered because it is included in the exemption of the chatas for harvesting that comes from bringing the... So you see that Rava has this concept of dragging along. So ask the Gemara, Umi Islay LaRava Greira, does Rava hold of this concept that you could drag along one carbon to another, that you could drag along... you could drag along grinding with a secondary case of harvesting. So again, just to be clear, if he would have done two malachas, not realizing it was Shabbos, everyone agrees that one chatas covers harvesting and grinding. The issue here is that the harvesting that comes along with this case of grinding is not brought for itself. It's already covered under a different chatas for harvesting. So even though the top case of harvesting is a secondary coverage of a chatas, it can still drag along the grinding that's next to it. So ask the Gemara, does Rava actually hold of Greira? V'ha itmar, but we learned as follows, that achol shnei zeisei chelev behelam echad, that what happens, someone ate two kezayases or zeisim of chelev in one instance of not knowing. So what happens? He eats chelev A, and then he eats chelev B, and no one told him that he ate something wrong. Then what happens? V'noda lo al achas mehen. Someone tells him, wait a second, you ate chelev A, that was chelev, you should owe a chatos. And then what does he do? V'chazer v'ochu kezayis b'halomo shel sheni, or others have the girsa b'halomo shel rishon, but it's the same case. So the idea is, he now goes and eats a piece of chelev C, right? So the scenario is as follows, that he ate E, A and B before he found anything out, but by the time he ate C, he already knew about A, but he didn't know about B. Okay, so says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Rava says, Hevi karban al rishon, that if he brings a karban on piece A, then rishon mesheni miskaprim, then B is covered in it, because that's the general halacha of chatos, because if you do the same iser twice before you find out that you did something wrong, it's one chatos. So A and B are covered under the chatos of A, but gimel eno miskaper. But the third one is not miskaper. Why? Because he's only bringing a karban on A, and by the time he ate C, he already knew about his that he had done A wrong, so it can't be included in the same thing. So what we're saying is, even though A is affiliated with B, and B is affiliated with C, it doesn't mean that A is affiliated with C, and therefore he's going to have to bring a separate chatos for C, because by the time he ate C, he already knew about A, and A is what he brought the carbon for. Continues the Braisa, hevi carbon, or continues Rava, hevi carbon al shlishi. What happens if Rashi explains that he designates, he says, this, I'm bringing this carbon for the third piece of chelev that I ate. So then, according to Rava, shlishi v'sheni miskaprim, the third goes together with the second. Why? Because at the time he ate the second, at the time he ate the third, he still had not found out that he did something wrong with the second. So therefore, it's included in it. But rishon ain't a miskaper. But the first is not going to be included. Why? Because at the time he ate PC, he had already previously found out that he ate A. So therefore, A and C are in separate halamos. They're not one mistake. It's two separate mistakes. And therefore, C covers B, because at the time he ate C, he still did not know that he had eaten B. But A is not covered. But, continues Rava, hevi karban ala emtsayi, but if he brought a karban for B, then niskapru kulon. Then he doesn't have to bring any other karban. Why? Because at the time he ate B, he did not yet know about A, so therefore those are covered. And the time he ate B, by the time he brings a karban by the time he finds out about B, he had already eaten C. So therefore B is what has in common both A and C, that if A and B were together in one halama, B and C were together in a separate halama, but therefore if you bring the carbon for B, you cover both A and C. Abaya Amar, Abaya says, Alacha, and that's going to be where we're going to ask a question on Rava, but let's just finish the Braisa. Abaya Amar, Abaya says, Afilu hevi karban al echad mehen niskapru kulon. Abaya says, no. If he brings a carbon on any of them, A, B, or C, it doesn't matter. It covers all of them because there is greira. It drags along, and the idea is if he brings the carbon on A covers B, and B drags along C. If he brings the carbon on C, then it includes B and it drags along A. And obviously everyone agrees if you bring it on B, it covers both A and C. So what do you see? You see from this Braisa that Rava does not hold. I'm sorry. So we say Rava does not hold of. You see that he does not have this concept of dragging along, because Rava says, if you do A, then B is included, but C is not dragged along. If you do C, B is included, but A is not dragged along. The only case he said is if you do B, it covers A and C, but not because anything's getting dragged along, but just because it's included. Abaya is the one who says you can drag along. If he did a carbon on A, it includes B and drags along C. If he did it on C, it includes B and drags along A. So you see Abaya holds of dragging along, and Rava does not hold of dragging along. So says the Gemara, Basad the Shama Me Abaya Savra. So you say, after he heard from Abaye about this concept of dragging along, Rava agreed with dragging along. So we're going to go back and say, so when Rava, that's why in our case, when Rava said that bringing the carbon on harvesting includes the top harvesting, and the top harvesting drags along the grinding, that's because after he heard from Abaya the halacha of the concept of dragging along from the cases of A, B, and C, he decided that he agreed with dragging along, and therefore he paskin that way. So says the Gemara, wait a second. Now you're telling me that Rava holds of greira of dragging along. So ask the Gemara, Ihachi tchina nami tigrar. So he says, well, wait a second. But once he holds of dragging along, then why doesn't he say like Abaya? Abaya was the one who said, if you bring a carbon on the bottom case of harvesting, it includes the top case of harvesting. The top case of harvesting drags along the top case of grinding because it was done together in one halama of Shabbos. And once you're dragging along the grinding in the top case, you'll drag along grinding in the bottom case. So wait a second, you're telling me Rava in fact holds of dragging along. So why doesn't he agree to Abaya that when he has these two stages, first he finds out about the harvesting and grinding that he did as separate Isurim, that he just forgot about those Isurim. Why not say that one carbon covers all four like Abaya did? So says the Gemara, Latrina grira isle, grira de grira lesle. He says, he says, everyone, both Abaya and Rava, hold that there's a concept of dragging along, connected things. But Rava says, I'm willing to take one step of dragging along, not two. Abaya says, I'm willing to take even two steps of dragging along. So now it makes perfect sense. The bottom case of harvesting, according to everyone, includes the top case of harvesting. And according to everyone, the top case of harvesting, because it's one chatas that covers both harvesting and grinding, drags along the top case of grinding. So far, everyone's in agreement that the first chatas that he brings for the bottom case of harvesting covers both top cases and the bottom case of harvesting. Now Rava says, okay, I've done one drag along, that's enough. Abaya says, I'm willing to do a drag along on a drag along. So since the top case of grinding is dragged along with the carbon on harvesting, that once that's dragged along the top case of grinding, it'll drag along also the bottom case of grinding, and therefore Abaya is of the opinion you could have a two-step drag. And Rava says, no, there's inclusion, and then there's one case of dragging along, but not two cases of dragging along. Okay. So that's really where we're going to leave Abaya and Rava. Abaya and Rava both hold of dragging along. Abaya says you can double drag, and Rava says one drag. So now, says the Gemara, Milsa de Pshitile la Abaya va Rava, coming by, let's just see the Gersa here. Pshitu Rava va Abaya. That he says, that which was Pasha to Abaya va Rava, mi baile la Reb Zeira, was a question to Reb Zeira, meaning Reb Zeira saw it as a question. Abaya va Rava had already paskin basically that you could do dragging. Why? Where do we see that? The boy Reb Zeira me Rabasi, because Reb Zeira asked Rabasi, Rami la boy mine Reb Yirmiya me Reb Zeira, that others say that Reb Yirmiya asked Reb Zeira, the following case. What happens if Katzer v'tochen chatzi grogeres b'shigiga Shabbos z'doy melachos, v'chazer v'katzer v'tochen chatzi grogeres b'zidoy Shabbos v'shigiga melachos, mahu sheyitztarfu? All right, so let's explain this case. So the halacha, as we learned before, Rashi explained that all of the malacha Shabbos that have to do with eating have a shear that you have to do a grogeres worth, a dried fig size volume. So this guy went ahead, and in this case, Rashi points out, katzer v'tochen means he either, unlike the case where we talked about before, where he both harvested and ground, here it means he either harvested or he ground, whatever, he did some kind of malacha, but only a half of a shear. So he harvested a half of a dried fig worth of wheat, and he did that not realizing it was Shabbos, but realizing that if he knew it was Shabbos, he knew that you're not allowed to harvest wheat. And then he went ahead and he ground another half of a grogeres worth of wheat, but this time he knew it was Shabbos, but he just forgot that you're not allowed to do harvesting, right? So ma'u sheyitztarfu, what's the halacha about whether they should be mitztarif? So this was Reb Zeira's question to Reb Asi. So Amar Lei, Reb Asi said back to him, or else others understand that it was Reb Yirmiya asked Reb Zeira, and Reb Zeira said back, but whatever. The point is, He said, Chalukin l'chatos v'lo mitzdarfin. So he said as follows, that because these are separate for chatos, so therefore they're not mitzdarif. Now why should it be separate for chatos? Because we're going to say as follows, that there's a fundamental difference between these two half malachas that he did. The first half malacha he did was without realizing that it was Shabbos. And the second half malacha that he did was without realizing that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do harvesting. But he knew it was Shabbos in the second case. So therefore, these are two separate half malachas that aren't similar to another. So therefore, because you cannot combine to say that they're chayav in one chatas, when one case is where you forgot Shabbos, and the other cases you forgot the malacha, so therefore, because if in a regular case, this is the way Rashi explains it, that if you were to have a full kizai, a full grogeres that was ground without realizing was Shabbos, and then a full grogeres that was ground without realizing that you're not allowed to do grinding, those would be two separate chatos. So Reb Zeira was answering, or Reb Asi was answering, that because it would be separate for chatos, so therefore, they're not going to be mitzdarif. If you did half a shear not realizing it was a Shabbos and half a shear not realizing it was a malacha, they cannot be mitzdarif. So that's how he answered his halacha. So what do you see? You see, not like Abaye v'Rava, because what are we paskening? We're paskening that when you do one thing without realizing a Shabbos, and then you do the same thing but without realizing that it's a malacha, and you do realize it's Shabbos, those two things are separate chatos, and that's why they're not mitzdarif. But by saying they're separate chatos, that's obviously different than Abaye and Rava, because Abaye and Rava, that was the basic case that all along everyone agreed with, is if you did a harvesting when you didn't realize it was Shabbos, and then you did a harvesting not realizing that harvesting is Usur, everyone always assumed that those are Mitztaref and create a single Chatas obligation. So what are we left with? We're left with the following case, that we have Reb Asi or Reb Zeira, who's saying that when you mix the types of halama, one is a halama Shabbos and the other is halama of malacha, they cannot mix in your chai of two karbanas. Abaye and Rava are saying no, when you have, even when one is done without realizing a Shabbos and the other is done without realizing it's a malacha, it includes each other, and not only do they include each other, you can also have drag-alongs. So so we now have a version that seems to be saying, not like Abaye and Rava, it's a different view of this. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to focus on this question of, is it true that when things are separate for purposes of a chatos, that they're not mitzdarif? So now we're kind of leaving the question of whether you can mix a mistake as to whether Shabbos is a mistake of melacha, and now we're just talking about this side point that was made. The answer to Reb Zeira or Reb Asi gave seem to take for granted that if two things cannot result in a single chatos, then they also cannot be mitzdarif. That if they're going to be two separate chatos, then if you have a half a shear and a half a shear, they cannot combine. The Gemara is going to question that assumption. Says the Gemara, the kol hecha de chalukin lechatos lo mitzdarfi. Is it true that any time two actions would obligate a separate chatos, if you do the two together with a half a shear, that they're not going to combine? V'atnan, but we learned in a Mishnah in Krisis on Daf Yud Aleph as follows, Ocho chelev v'chelev behelem echod, that if someone ate chelev, and then ate chelev again, in one hiding, meaning that he made the same mistake, ein echayv ala achas. So this is the basic halacha. If you don't realize it's Shabbos and you eat two separate eatings of chelev, or you, not forget Shabbos, I'm sorry, if we're talking chelev, it's general. You eat chelev for breakfast, then you eat chelev for lunch, and then you find out in the afternoon it was chelev, or you find out that chelev is usur, so then the halacha would be that you have to bring one chatas. That's a basic halacha we've talked about a number of times. Okay, but what happens, continues the Mishnah, Ocho chelev v'dam v'nosar v'pigol behelam echor, chayva kol achas v'achas. But if you ate chelev, which we know is the parts of the animal, the fats of the animal you can't eat. Dam is blood you can't eat. Nosar is something that was left over from a carbon beyond that time that was designated for it. And pigol is where you have in mind when you do one of the core malachas that you're going to eat it outside of the zman. Each of these is something that is chayv karis if done on purpose and chayv achatas if done accidentally. But if whatever reason, in one instance, he did all of these things without realizing that he's not allowed to do them, he's chayav on every single one, a separate chatas, because there were four things hidden from him. The halach of chelev was hidden from him, the halach of dam, the halach of noser, the halach of pigol, so he has to bring four chatas. That's, again, basic halacha. So continues the Mishnah, zu chomer b'minin harbe mimin echad, v'zu chomer b'min echad miminim harbe. So this is the stringency that arises in the case of multiple types, more so than when it's one type, and this is the stringency that arrives with one type more so than when you have multiple types. So what is this? So continues the Mishnah, Shem acho chatzi zayas, v'chazer v'acho chatzi zayas mimin echad chayev. So he's saying the chumrah of one kind of food, or let's say chalev, is if you eat a half of a shear of chalev, and then you go back and eat another half of a shear of chalev, that you're going to be chayev for doing that. Mishnei minin pater. But if you were to eat a half of a shear of blood, or a half of a shear of nosar, and a half of a shear of pigol, so then you're not going to be chayev because you never ate one full shear of separate minim. So this is where when you're dealing with the same category, there's a chumrah because the two categories, two halves, can make a whole and be mechayev him a karbon, but two halves of two separate things cannot combine. So, so says the Gemara, and conversely, you would think that if the chumrah of many things is that you owe multiple chatos, if you eat dam and noser, you owe two chatos, not one. But if you were to eat half a kazayis of dam and half a kazayis of noser, they would not combine because they're two separate things. So there's a chumrah to like kinds, and there's a kula to like kinds, and conversely, there's a chumrah to different kinds, and a kula to different kinds. So now, says the Gemara, so we're going to get to our question. We're still trying to figure out what is the Mishnah talking about. We're not up to our question yet. Says the Gemara, ve'avinam ba, we tried to figure this out. Mimin echad chayev tzricha lemeimer. Did you need to say that if it's one type, that they combine? So he says, like, what kind of question is that? Of course, if you eat a chatzi shir, and then during the zman of achila, you eat another chatzi shir, so then they're going to be mitzvah. If that's like a basic halacha, that's just a general halacha, that there's, we know the halacha, that if you eat in kedei achilas pras, in the amount of time it takes you to eat half a loaf of bread, you do, those eatings are considered connected. So if you ate a chatzi kezayis of chilev at the beginning of the zman achilas pras and a chatzi kezayis at the end, so of course you're a chayev achatas. So why did the Mishnah need to tell it to us? So it says the Gemara of Amrei Shlakish Mishum Bartutni. Rei Shlakish said in the name of Bartutni, who Rashi says was a chacham, was a person, hachu b'mayaskinen. Why did the Mishnah have to tell us? What was the case? Kigon she'achlu b'shnei tamchuyin Rabbi Yeshua hi. We're talking about a case where he ate the chatzi kezayis chelev and then the second chatzi kezayis chelev in separate dishes. The Amar, and this is going according to Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua, the Amar who says tamchuyin mechalkin, that separate plates mean that you're chayev separate things. So what is it talking about? Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion. Let's say you were to eat, Rashi says you could have something that you're not allowed to eat, and one thing Rashi says you eat roasted, let's say, and the other you eat cooked. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're chayev two chatases on that, even though it's both, let's say, chalev that you ate roasted and cooked. Even though you had two instances of eating chalev, and no one told you in between that you're not allowed to eat chalev or that these were chalev, so normally you would say that those two combine. Rabbi Yeshua's chiddush, Rabbi Yeshua's halacha is that if they were prepared in separate fashion, then it's considered two separate chatos. So therefore, continues the Gemara, Mahu the tema, I might have thought, Rabbi Yeshua ben lekula ben lechumra, kamash malon de lekula lo lechumra kamar. He said, I might have thought that you apply Rabbi Yeshua whether it creates a leniency or stringency. Rather, says the Gemara, no, we don't say it for a leniency, only for a stringency. What does this mean? So, Rabbi Yeshua's halacha is a stringency, because he's saying, if I eat roasted chalev, and then later I eat cooked chalev, there's a stringency that I'm chayev for two. So you might say, okay, just like there's a stringency, that stringency, the converse of it is that you end up with a kula. Why? Because if you have two types of chalev, one that's baked, one that's roasted, and one that's cooked, and each one he eats a chatzi shir, so you're going to say, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the flip side of his argument is, just like separate methods of preparation can be machayv you two chatos, separate methods of preparation would say that the two half shiurim can't combine. So the Gemara says, you might have thought that, therefore that's why the Gemara came to tell you that if you eat a half a shiur of one kind with a half a shiur of another kind, that your chayv achatos was coming to tell you that Rabbi Yeshua's halacha only can produce a chomer, can produce a kula. So therefore, that even if you eat a half a kezias of roasted chalev, and you eat a half a kezias of cooked chalev, nonetheless, your chayv achatos, because Rabbi Yeshua's halacha that separates them does not apply if the application would create a kula. And if you were to say that chatzi chalev that's roasted and chatzi chalev that's cooked don't combine, that would create a kula. So we're saying, no, that was the Gemara's, that was the Mishnah's Chiddush, was coming to tell us that even though for chatos purposes, roasting and cooking can make you chayav two chatos, for combining chatzi shir, you're able to combine two separate types. So the Gemara's kasha now is, v'ha-hacha, the chalukin l'chatos, v'kamet starfi. What do you see? You see that we're saying a halacha in Rabbi Yeshua. The Mishnah in Croesus was coming to tell us, in Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, that separate methods of preparation make it two separate chatos. So if someone was to eat a kezias of chalev roasted and kezias of chalev cooked, he's chayev two chatos, so it's chalukin l'chatos, it's split for chatos, and yet we just said a halacha in the Mishnah that they are mitzarif, that they combine for purposes of creating a single kezias to say that he's chayev, even if he eats a half a kezias of roasted chalev and a half a kezias of cooked chalev. So this is a question, because if you remember that the answer that Rav Asi or Rav Zeira, depending on the version, gave was that if things are separate for chatos, which in that case he was saying there's a separate chatos, if you made a mistake that it was Shabbos and then you made a mistake that it was a malacha, those are two separate chatos and therefore they can't combine. Here you see that you have two separate chatos, which is roasted chalev and cooked chalev, and yet we're saying roasted and cooked chalev, even though they're separate chatos, can be combined to be mechayev him for a single kezias. So the Gemara says, so that's a kasha. It's a kasha on this answer, this assumption of Rav Asi or Rav Zeira that if things are separate for chatos, they automatically can't be mitzarev, because we see they can. So Amrlei, he answered him, he says, you know why you think there's a problem from that Mishnah in Croesus? Based on the statement of Reish Lakish in the name of Bar Tutni? Because you applied the statement of Reish Lakish in the name of Bar Tutni on the wrong part of the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Mar Aresha Masni La. You learned his statement that we're talking about Rabbi Yeshua on the case where the Mishnah said that if you have a chatzi kezayas of chalev and another chatzi kezayas of chalev, that they're mitzarif. You learned his halacha applying to that. V'kashale. And therefore, you have a kasha because you find a case where you have a separation for chatos, but no separation for being mitzarif. So he says, but we don't have that problem. Because we didn't learn that we didn't learn Reish Lakish's statement in the name of Bartutni, we didn't learn it on the Reisha, we learned it on the Seifa. Na Seifa Masnina La. We learned it on the Seifa V'lo Kashalon, and therefore we don't have a kasha. So what's he referring to? He's saying this was going on the part where it said He says Mishnei Minim Patar. So the Reisha of the Mishnah was, if you eat a Chatzi Kezayas of Chalev with another Chatzi Kezayas of Chalev from the same Min that you're Chayev, so, and then continued the Mishnah and said, but if you have it from two Minim, it's Patar. So to that, the Gemara says, this is where we learned Reish Lakish in the name of Bar Tutni. So which was what? The Mishnah said Mishnei Minim Patar. That if you have a half of a shear from one Min and a half a shear from another Min, your putter. So ask the Gemara, Tzricha L'Meimar, do you need to tell me that? Of course. If you're talking about Dam and Nosar, or Nosar and Chalev, or Chalev and Pigol, those are separate things. Of course they don't combine. So what's your Chiddush to tell me that when they're from two different Minim, they don't combine? V'am Reish Lakish, Mishum Bar Tutni, to that Reish Lakish said the name Bar Tutni, La'olam Mimin Echad. actually included in what the Mishnah's Chiddush, when it tells you that two minim don't combine, it was also coming to tell you where the two minim are really one min. V'yamai kari l'shnei minim. So if it's really one min, why are you calling it two? She'achlu b'shnei tamchuyin Rabbi Yeshua yidamer tamchuyin mechalkin. So he says as follows, because the Chiddush of the Mishnah, so now we're understanding that what did Reish Lakish say in the name of Bar Tutni was, the Mishnah said that if you have two different minim, that you're putter, and we understood that to mean if you have blood and nosar, that the half a shear doesn't combine, so what's the Chiddush? Of course. So says the Gemara of Reish Lakish, said in the name of Bar Tutni, no, I needed to tell you, even if the two minim means two types of one min, like, for example, roasted, half a kezias of roasted chalev and half a kezias of cooked chalev, you might think that those are one min. No, those are really two minim, and therefore you're putter. So, v'hakamashmalan, and therefore, what was Reish Lakish coming to tell us in the name of Bar Tutni? Was coming to tell us, the Amar Reb Yeshua, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. That he was coming to say that Reb Yeshua's halacha, that roasted and cooked chalev don't combine, it is generally lachumra, meaning if you eat a kezias of roasted chalev and then you eat a kezias of cooked chalev, you're chayav two chatos. But basically, the premise of that of Rabbi Yeshua is that cooked and roasted chalev are two different things. So therefore, the corollary to that, or the outcome of that, is that if you have a half a kezias of cooked chalev and a half a kezias of roasted chalev, they don't combine because it's no different than dam and noser. So therefore, if you're learning the halacha that Reish Lakish said in the name of Bar Tutni, that we're talking about Rabbi Yeshua, has to do with the fact that you in fact are being mitzaref to two different things. That you're not mitzaref, that you're pater if you have half a kezias of chalev that's roasted, half a kezias of chalev that's cooked. So then nowhere did it say anything about the fact that you have cases where you're chayav two chatos, but yet they're mitzaref. Because according to the way they're understanding Reish Lakish in the name of Bar Tutni was coming to address the Seifa, so it was coming to say, in fact, if you have two separate chatos, then they're not going to be mitzaref. So it's not a kasha, according to that reading, on Reb Zeira or Reb Asi, who took as a premise assumption that if you have two separate chatos, they're not going to be mitzaref. That, in fact, works with this second reading of what Reish Lakish said in the name of Bar Tutni. So now the Gemara continues, just want to make sure that this actually fits. Says the Gemara, mi de seifa min echad shnei tamchuyin. So he says, okay, so you're telling me the seifa when it said min echad, I'm sorry, when it says shnei minim, two minim, your pater was coming to tell you even if you had roasted and cooked chalev, those are considered sufficiently separate that they're pater. So he says, wait a second. So then that would tell you that the ratio where we said that if you have chatzi kezayis of one and chatzi kezayis of another, that they are mitzaref and you're chayav a single chatos. Michlal the resha min echad v'tamcho yechad. So he says, so then the resha must be talking about where it was one kind of min, it was chalev, and it was one plate that were all roasted, and he had a half a kezayis of roasted, and a couple minutes later he had another half a kezayis of roasted. Ask the Gemara, min echad v'tamcho yechad tzrich lemeimer. Do you need to tell me that? What kind of chiddush is that? Why did I need the first part of the Mishnah that says that if you have half of a kezias and another half of a kezias, that it's mitzaref? If we're talking both about the same thing, let's say roasted chalev, then of course it's mitzaref. So I'm Rav Huna, halacha b'mayaskinon, kigon shahoysu lo yediya bentayim, Rabbi Gamliel hi da amar ein yediya lechatzi shir. So he says, no, because the Mishnah was telling you a big chiddush when it tells you that if you ate a chatzi kezias of roasted chalev, and 3 minutes later you ate another kezias, half a kezias of roasted chalev, that it combines. So you were saying that's such a pashat halacha. We're going to say no, because they wanted to tell you that this halacha applies even if the way it worked is you ate a half a kezias of roasted chalev. Someone came along and said, you know, you just ate roasted chalev. And you say, whoops. And then you eat another half a kezias of roasted chalev. So you might think that those are not mitzaref because you had a yediyah in between. Someone told you. So we're saying no, because according to Rabbi Gamliel, he says there's no yediyah by chatzi shir. I guess the idea is that yediyah means you really have to realize you did something wrong. By chatzi shir, maybe you kind of tune it out because you didn't even eat a shir. So you're saying you ate a chatzi kezias of chalev that was roasted, and someone came along and said, you know, you just ate it, and you're like, yeah, whatever. And then you eat another half of kazayas. So that, according to Rabbi Gamliel, would still be considered one eating. And even though you had a dia in between, you're going to be chayav achatos by combining those two half kazayas, because a yedia and a notification by a chatzishir is not considered a notification that disrupts it from being considered one halama. And that was the chiddush of the reisha. The chiddush of the reisha was half a kazayas roasted, followed by a dia, followed by another half of a kazayas roasted, can nonetheless be combined, because this Mishnah is going like the view of Rabbi Gamliel, that a yedia is not relevant by chatzishir. So now we've finished that point, we're going to move on to something else. I'll just tell you very quickly that this halacha of Rav Yeshua has some degree of, the Mefarshim deal with this a lot, because there's several halachas that require something to be two minim. So those are, and again, there's difference between these, and then the Mefarshim discuss it, but you have this halacha by Shalchmanis, that you're supposed to send two types. So the question is, what if you send it prepared two ways? You send roasted and cooked chicken. You know, is that considered two minim? The other place where you have it is by Erev. When you do Erev Tchumen, you have to put two minim. You have to put two different types. So is it enough? According to Rav Yeshua, you would say that if you cook it two different ways, that's enough. And the one where it's really discussed, the Shulchan Aruch discusses the Magen Avraham, and there's others, has to do with the halacha by Suda Mafsekes, by Tisha B'Av. When you're not supposed to eat, you're supposed to be a basic meal, so you're not supposed to have two different types of cooked things. So the question is, what would happen if you had had something, chicken, that was cooked two ways? Is that considered two minim or not? So some of the Mefarshim discussed that the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua should be relevant to that question. So that actually has a application halacha l'maisa. Continues the Gemara. We're continuing more with this concept of combining, but a little bit different. Itmar. So we say as follows. Achol shnei zesei chelev behelam echod, v'noidelo al rishon, v'chozer v'noidelo al asheni. So what happens? He ate chelev for breakfast, not realizing it was chelev. Then he ate chelev for lunch, without realizing that it was chelev. And then someone told him, you know, that thing you ate by breakfast, that was chelev. And then someone came and told him that, you know what, you ate by lunch, that was also chelev, right? So that's the case. So he ate two separate shiurim of chelev, one by breakfast, one by lunch. He found out about breakfast first, and then he found out about lunch. That's the case. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayev, Chayev Shtayim. Rabbi Yochanan says he has to bring two chatoses. Why? Because he found out about the breakfast one before the lunch one, and so the finding out, and we'll see exactly what that means, the finding out is mechalik, but basically Rabbi Yochanan's view is you have to bring one chatos for breakfast and one for lunch, because you found, even though both of them happened before you found out anything, you ate breakfast and you ate lunch, only then you started finding out first about breakfast and then lunch, Rabbi Yochanan would say you have to bring two. Reish Lakish Amar, Ein Chayv Ala Achas, you're only going to bring one. So now, what exactly is this case talking about? We'll see in a minute. The Gemara is first going to go and figure out where do they learn out from Psukim this idea that you might be Chayv only one Chatas for two actions or two Chatases for two actions. So says the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayv Al Chatas, Chayv. Rabbi Yochanan says he's Chayv two Karbonos. Why? Because the Pasuk says Al Chatoso Vehevi. So what is this going on? The Pasuk says, Oh Hodo Alav Chatoso, where he finds out about his Chatos, his Chatos, Asher Chato, that he did in Avera, Vehevi Karbono, Sirius Izim Tmima Nekeva, Al Chatoso Asher Chato. So you see that that it says Chatoso, it says Al Chatoso, and it says Vehevi. So what does that tell you? Al Chatoso tells you on every chait that you do, you have to be maybe a carbon. You have to bring a carbon. So you see the idea that each instance of doing an avera requires a separate carbon. So that's why you would be chayev two in this case. Reish Lakish Amar Pater. Reish Lakish says he's Pater. He only has to bring one carbon. Why? Because mechatoso v'nislach lo. The pasuk says. So it says, mechatoso, from his chatos, v'nislach lo, and he's forgiven. So as we know many times, when it says mechataso, from his chatas, means some portion of his chatas he brings, v'nislach lo, and he gets forgiveness on the entirety. So you see the idea that included in when you only bring a partial karbon, you could be gain forgiveness for the full. So how does that work? Is if you have two things that are included in one chatas, you're bringing a chatas for one and includes the other. So these are the sources that that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish have, and these are kind of generic at the moment, where Rabbi Yochanan is saying, I see a source that every single time you have Isser, you have to bring a karbon, and Reish Lakish is saying that you see that sometimes you could bring a partial, you bring a karbon for one thing and it includes other things. So now ask the Gemara. Looks like we had a technical difficulty, so give it a minute for people to get back on.
What happened?
I don't know. Said it was ended by the host.
Everybody just dropped.
Yeah.
The host dumped us.
Yeah. There are 20 people in the meeting right now. You may want to just continue without the host.
What's going on?
No, we're fine. We're good. Okay. So I don't know what happened, but we're going to continue. So what do we have? We have one pasuk that says that you have to bring a chatas for every iser, and one that seems to say that that you could bring part. You could bring a chatas on one part and includes others. So ask the Gemara of Reish Lakish, haksiv al chatas sovehevi. What does Reish Lakish do with the pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan that seemed to say on every iser you need to bring a karbon? So we say hahula acher kapara. That means if it was after kapara. So what would this case be? They would say there is a case where where Reish Lakish would agree that you have to bring two karbonas. What would that be? You bring you eat chela for breakfast, then you eat chela for lunch, then someone comes and tells you you know that what you ate by breakfast was chela, so you say whoops. And you bring a karbon, and so now you did kapara on breakfast, and then someone comes to you and says, oh, you know what you ate by lunch was also a chalev. So we're going to say in that case, the karbon that he brought for breakfast doesn't cover lunch because he brought the karbon for breakfast before he ever knew that he did something wrong in lunch, and the chiyav of chatas comes, oh, hoda elav, when it becomes known to him. So at the time it becomes known to him, he had already brought a karbon for breakfast. So Reish Lakish says that's the case where you have to bring two karbanas no matter what, is where you find out after kapara about your second iser. So even though had he found out before he ate breakfast, he ate lunch, he gets told about breakfast, he gets told about lunch, in that case you only have to bring one karban. But if he brought the karban before he found out about lunch, then he would have to bring two karbanas. So that's how Reish Lakish would deal with Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan nami haksiv. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with Reish Lakish's pasuk that's written mechataso v'nislach lo, that he does less than the full chatas and nonetheless he achieves full atonement, so he only has to bring partial karbon? Halchav b'mayaskinan. What are we talking about here? This is an interesting case. Kigon she'achol kezayis u'mechza v'nodelo akezayis v'chazav achol kechatzi zayis acher b'halom moshol sheni. Ma'u detema l'tzarfi. I might have thought today it should be Metzdar, Kamash Malan, that they're not. What is this talking about? So a guy went ahead and he ate for breakfast. He ate a kezayis and a half of chalev, right? And someone told him, you know that the first kezayis you ate was chalev, right? V'chazer v'achol kechatzi zayis acher b'halamon shel sheni. And then he went ahead and he ate another half a kezayis before the question is as follows. Do we say that since when he found out that he ate a kezayis that was wrong, there was a half a kezayis left out there that he did not get notification of, And then he eats another half of kazayas. So the question is, I might think that it should be mitzdarif, that the half that was part of the one and a half should be mitzdarif with the second half and make one whole one, he should bring a chatas. So we're saying, kamashmal on that not. So again, so why doesn't it work? So we're going to say as follows. The chiddush of this din, the way Rashi explains, is as follows. He ate a kazayas and a half of chalav. Someone came and told him, you know, you just ate a kazayas of chalav. At that point, if he brings a carbon, or he becomes aware of it at this point, even though he doesn't know that the half of kazayas was chalav, it's nonetheless covered because it's only a chatzi shir. So I think what this is saying is as follows, that if he would have eaten two kazayasim, and someone tells him, you know, that first kazayas was chalav, and then someone would come and say, you know, the second kazayas was chalav, that would be two chatos. But in this case, because it was one and a half, the half does not become separated from the one, and the half becomes part of the one. So therefore, once that happens, the second half comes along, it has nothing to be mitzarif to, has nothing to combine with, because the first half was included with the first whole kazayas. He ate one and a half kazayasim. He found that about two-thirds of what he ate was chalev. We're saying that third, meaning the half of the one and a half, is included in the one, and now the chatas that he's chayev is on that alone. Now when he goes ahead separately, in a separate halama, meaning after he found out about the kazayas and a half, after he ate the kazayas and a half and found out about the one kazayas, he eats another half of kazayas, we say at this point there's no other half for it to be mitzarif with, because the half of the one and a half got included with the one of the one and a half, and that's gone, and therefore he's not chayev. So what we're saying is as follows, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's the case of mechat tasov and nislach lo, where you bring a carbon for part and you get forgiveness for the full, is talking about if you have a shear and a half a shear, because it's only a half a shear, it combines with the shear and their shear. So the one and a half includes the full one that you know of and the half you didn't know of, and therefore it's not available, and that's how he would apply the halacha, where you could bring a chatas on one part and you get forgiveness for the full part because you're bringing a chatas on the one kazayas, and even though you don't even know that the second kazayas was chalev, it's covered by that because it's a chatzi shir. Okay, so what do we have so far? We have this idea that someone ate breakfast, lunch, found out about breakfast, found out about lunch. Rabbi Yochanan says he's chayav two. Reish Lakish says he's chayav one. They each explained that they had a pasuk to support them, and they each explained what they do with the other person, the other opinion, Rabbi Yochanan or Reish Lakish's view, what they do with each other's psukim. Okay. So at this point, we've finished explaining how they know what they know, but now we're going to try and figure out exactly what are they arguing about. So again, you ate breakfast, a kazayas of chalev, you ate lunch, a kazayas of chalev, you found out about breakfast, you found out about lunch. Okay, so he says as follows, Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi. Ravina said to Ravashi, this yadole kodem hafrosha pligi. They're arguing about the following case, where basically, breakfast, lunch, you find out about breakfast, you find out about lunch, and then you are, and then afterwards you're mafresh a carbon, after everything you're mafresh a carbon. So we're saying, we're talking about before the hafrasha, ubahapligi, this is what they're arguing about. The mar savar yedios mechalkos, umar savar hafrashos mechalkos. So he's saying as follows, that Rabbi Yochanan would say, since I found out about my breakfast isser first, and only later found out about my lunch isser, so those are separate. The fact that I found out in two separate yedias makes it two separate karbonos. And Reish Lakish is coming back and saying to that, sorry, the only thing that matters is if you are mafresh a karbon. And since in this case he was not mafresh a karbon until after he found out about both, so that karbon that he's mafresh covers both. Avol la'acher hafrasha. But what would happen if, the aval acher afrasha modi le Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan de chayiv shtayim? Do we say that Reish Lakish would be modi to Rabbi Yochanan that you're chayiv too? So what would this case be? This case would be the following: is that if you ate chalev for breakfast, you ate chalev for lunch. Someone said you ate chalev for breakfast. then he is mafresh a carbon for that. And then someone said, by the way, lunch was also a chalev. So we're going to say that in that case, if it's after hafrasha, maybe Reish Lakish would agree that you're chayev too. So that's one view. So what's going to happen is Ravina is going to ask Ravashi two possible views. So the first view is they're arguing about whether Yedios are Mechalkos. That if you find out about your two separate eatings of Chelev separately, are you Chayev two Chatos? Rav Yochanan would say yes. Reish Lakish would say no. As long as you weren't Mafresh a Karban, you can include both Isurim in one Karban. Because even though you found out about them at separate times. But if the order would be breakfast, lunch, find out about breakfast, mafresh carbon for breakfast, then find out about lunch, in that case, sorry, you have to bring a separate carbon even according to Reish Lakish. That's one possibility. Odilmo, or maybe what they're arguing about is the following. This yadale la'achar afrosha pligi. They're trying to figure out what happens if you have hafrosha, the case I just told you, you eat it for breakfast, you eat it for lunch, you find out about lunch, you're mafresh a carbon for the, you find out about breakfast, you're mafresh a carbon for breakfast, then you find out about lunch. That's where they argue, b'hapligi, the marsav hafroshas mechalkos. That Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayev too. Why? Because you found out about lunch, you found out about breakfast, you're mafresh a carbon for breakfast, then you found out about lunch, the hafrosha is mechalik, makes it into two separate chatos. Umar Savar Reish Lakish would hold kaparas mechalkos. No, that even if he was mafresh a carbon, it doesn't matter, because until he brings the carbon, he could add other things. So he ate at breakfast, he ate at lunch, he found out about breakfast, he was mafresh a carbon for breakfast, then he found out about lunch, he can bring that carbon, and even though he was mafresh it before he found out about lunch, it doesn't matter, because the only thing that cuts it off to make it into two separate chatos, it would be if you had kapara, right? So if you had kapara. But since he didn't have kapara and he was only mafresh, so according to Reish Lakish, you would only bring one chatos. And according to that view, avol kol d'mafrasha modi le'Rabbi Yochanan le'Reish Lakish de'ein chayav al achas. But yedius alone, everyone would agree, are not machalik. So what are we saying? We're saying that if you were to eat breakfast, you eat lunch, you find out about breakfast, you find out about lunch, then you're mafresh the carbon. Both Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan in this scenario would agree that you only bring one chatas. Yedios are not meschalkos, only hafrasha is mechalik or kapara is mechalik, but not yedios. Okay? So that's a second possibility. Odilma, bein bezu, ubein bezu machlokas. Maybe they argue regardless that Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that as long as he found out about breakfast and lunch separately, he owes separate chatos. And of course, if he was mafresh a carbon between, he owes separate chatos. And of course, if he was makriv of the carbon, he owes separate chatos. So basically, we would say Rabbi Yochanan is very consistent. If you find out about things separately, then it doesn't matter what happens after that. You're chayev two chatos. There's nothing that can bring it together in one chatos. So then conversely, Reish Lakish is of the opinion, as long as you weren't makar of the carbon, it doesn't matter whether you found out about one before the other. It doesn't even matter if you were mafresh one for breakfast before you found out about lunch. You could still bring one carbon for all of them. The only thing that could ever make you bring two carbonos is if you found out about breakfast, you offered up a carbon. Then you found out about lunch, so then you have to bring a second carbon. So we have three possibilities. The first is that they're arguing about whether yedios are mechalkos, that if you find out about it separately, does that make two? Rabbi Yochanan says yes, and Reish Lakish says no. But everyone would agree that if you're mafresh between them, then you have to bring two. That's the first scenario. The second scenario is they're not really arguing about yedios mechalkos, they're arguing about whether hafrasha is mechalik. Everyone agrees, just because you found out about breakfast before lunch doesn't mean you have to bring two chatases. It's only if you're mafresh a carbon for breakfast before you found out about lunch, then you would need to bring two carbonas. That's the second possibility. And the third possibility is that Rabbi Yochanan holds that yedios are mechalkos, that if you find out about them separately, you always will have to bring two carbonas. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that the only thing that's mechalik to make it two would be if you brought the actual carbon, but finding out about it at separate times or even being mafresh between them doesn't matter. So this is the question. What exactly are Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish arguing about? So it says the Gemara, Amalei, he said back to him, so this was Ravina asked Ravashi, so Ravashi said back to Ravina, Mistabra bein bezu, u bein bezu machlokas. It makes sense that they're each arguing, they each hold their opinion, that Rav Yochanan holds that yedios are mitzchalkos, that as long as you find out about it separately, you chayev two karbanas, and Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish holds the only thing that's machalik is if you brought the kapara already before you found out about lunchtime. What do they base that on? The Isak daitach, kodem afrasha pligi. Because if you think that they actually argue before hafrasha, avala achar hafrasha, modi le Reish Lakish or Rav Yochanan dechayev shtayim, that Reish Lakish would agree to Rav Yochanan. If the case was, you ate breakfast, you ate lunch, you found out about breakfast, you were mafresh a carbon for breakfast, and then you found out about lunch, if you're saying that everyone would hold, that in that case he's chayev too, so then ask the Gemara, Adamukim le kra la'achar kapara, lukme la'achar hafrasha. So he says as follows, that if you remember, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish each brought their own psukim, right? And so the question on was, the question on Reish Lakish was that Rabbi Yochanan had brought a pasuk which said, al chataso vehevi, which tells you that on every chet you have to bring a separate carbon. So how do you ever have two karbanas, right? So to which Reish Lakish answered, I'll tell you when you need two karbanas, is if you brought a carbon on breakfast before you found out about lunch, you'd need to bring two karbanas, right? So now the Gemara is saying as follows, if you're telling me that Reish Lakish would agree with Rabbi Yochanan that once you're mafrish a carbon after you find out about breakfast, then you're going to need to bring a separate carbon for lunch, even if you hadn't offered it yet, then why did the Gemara have to explain the pasuk that says you're chayav two karbanas to be a case where he actually offered the carbon between finding out about breakfast and lunch? Why not just say that he was mafrish between breakfast and lunch? And that would be a case of two. So from the fact that the Gemara, when it was explaining how Reish Lakish would deal with Rabbi Yochanan's psukim, didn't say that Hafrasha can create two karbanos, only Kapara can create two karbanos, it's clear that Reish Lakish is arguing not only by ideas where you found out about lunch and breakfast separately, but even if you are mafrish between finding out about breakfast and lunch, nonetheless, you could still bring one carbon. So that's proof that Reish Lakish holds his opinion no matter what, whether you only have to bring one carbon, whether you found out separately, or even if you are mafrish between finding out about breakfast and lunch. V'i achar afrasha pligi, and if you're going to tell me that they're only arguing after afrasha, aval kodem afrasha modu de Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, deina chayev ala achas. So he says, and so this, the other version you were suggesting was maybe they only argue after Afrasha. But everyone would agree that if you find out about breakfast and lunch separately, you could bring one carbon. That was that theory, right? So Ademoki le krabik zayisu mechta, look me kodem Afrasha. So the Gemara says, wait a second. We asked a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. We said we had a pasuk that Reish Lakish brought, which seemed to say that if you could bring a carbon for one part and it covers another part, and they gave this complicated answer of you ate one and a half kazaisim, then you found out about one kazayas of the one and a half, and then you found out, and then there was another half. Why come up with such a complicated case? If Rabbi Yochanan agrees that the machlokas is just if you are mafrish the carbon before the machlokas is only if you are mafrish the carbon before you found out about lunch, so then it's very simple the case where, in other words, you have a pasuk that says you bring a carbon for one, it covers the other, would be the case where you ate breakfast, you ate lunch, you found out about breakfast, you found out about lunch, so the chatas that you're bringing later for breakfast covers lunch also. So you have a case of where two chatases are covered by one. So why did you have to give me this complicated one and a half? Instead, why not just tell me that you're arguing that it was a case called a mafrasha, and the one carbon for breakfast covers the carbon for lunch. So the Gemara is basically wants to bring a proof that from the way that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish answered the respective challenges against them, it's clear that they hold their opinions in the extreme in all instances. So Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that if you find out about them separately, you're chayev separate chatos, and Reish Lakish is of the opinion that as long as you didn't offer a kapara, then they're all included Everything can be included. You only have to bring one carbon. So that seems to be a good proof that they're actually arguing in it, that it's each holds their opinion regardless of the other's opinion. In other words, that there's no when we talked about the other two options was that there's something they all agree on and there's something they all disagree on. Versus the option where they each hold their own view, they're going to hold it in all cases. They don't agree to anything. So based on the way they answered the challenges from the Psukim, it seems they each hold their view regardless of the other, and there's nothing that they really agree on. So the Gemara says, wait a second, you can't really bring me a proof from the way that they answered the Psukim. Says the Gemara, the Dilma Svuki Misafkile, see the Gersa here, that maybe the people, and this is actually an interesting question, what's interesting is this is a back and forth between Ravina and Ravashi, and they're talking about how Amorayim explain the Psukim of Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and the reason they're arguing about that is because even though Ravina and Ravashi were the ones who wrote the Gemara, but they were working with material that had been prepared before them. They're the ones that brought it into the form that we know as Talmud Bavli. So basically what they're saying is as follows. We were trying to bring a raya from the way different Amorayim explain what Rabbi Yochanan would do with Reish Lakish's pasuk and what Reish Lakish would do with Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk. And they each took an extreme view. There could have, if there was points of agreement, they could have said a less extreme answer, and they didn't. So we were assuming that means that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish disagree in the extreme. The Gemara says maybe not. Dilma svuki misafki luhu v'im timsi leimer kamar. Maybe the Amorayim who are answering for Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan weren't sure about this very question about what do Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue about. Do they agree in some instances and disagree in others, or do they fundamentally disagree? They didn't know. So therefore, they said it in the version of im timsi lomar, if you want to say. Im timsi lomar kodem afrasha pligi ba, if you're going to tell me that they argue by kodem afrasha, that Rabbi Yochanan says, as long as you found out about it separately, you have to bring two. And Reish Lakish said no, as long as you weren't mafresh a karbon, then as long as you weren't mafresh a karbon, you could all do it as one. But if you were mafresh the karbon, they would agree, right? Rabbi Yochanan hechi muchi lo lakra. So he says as follows. So if you're going to tell me, so then how does Rabbi Yochanan establish the pasuk? We're going to say b'kitzayisu mechza. V'im timsi lomer la'achar afrasha pligi Reish Lakish hechi muchi lo lakra b'la'achar kapara. So he's saying is as follows. That in each case, they're saying, if you want to, in other words, that what they're doing is they're saying in each scenario, so basically Ravina and Ravashi articulated three possibilities. They argue in the extreme, or they argue in one of two cases, and they agree on another. So what they're saying is, let's play out all scenarios. I'm going to answer you a scenario for Rabbi Yochanan, where one chatas covers another chatas, regardless of what you're going to tell me about what they argue about. And what's that case? That's the case of the one and a half kezayases, and then that's covered. And conversely, Reish Lakish, I'm going to tell you a pasuk, I'm going to explain to you a scenario where he holds that there's two chatases. What's that going to be? That's going to be where breakfast, lunch, you find out about breakfast, you bring the carbon, and then you find out about lunch. So that's his scenario for two. But theoretically, so therefore the Amorayim gave extreme answers, but theoretically if they were arguing about less, they could have given the answer with less. So they could have said that when does Rabbi Yochanan agree that you only bring one carbon? That's if you found out before, you found out about breakfast and lunch, but there was no hafrasha, maybe he agrees in that case. And conversely, maybe Rabbi Yochanan, maybe Reish Lakish would agree that in a scenario where it's after Hafrasha, you would have to bring two chatases, and not only after Kapara, it could have been that, but the Amorayim weren't sure what they were arguing about. So therefore, they answered Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish respectively. They answered Rabbi Yochanan's answer to Reish Lakish's Psukim, and Reish Lakish's answer to Rabbi Yochanan's Pasuk, they did in each case to the extreme. There is an intermediate that if they were arguing about less and agreeing on some things, you could answer it one way. But instead, it gave the answer that could answer it absolutely, even if they're agreeing in the extreme. So therefore, what do we have? We had Ravashi asked Ravina. We tried to prove from the way the Amorayim answered the Psukim. And we're saying no, because maybe the Amorayim themselves didn't know. So they answered in the extreme. But if they knew, they would have given a lesser answer. So we have no proof as to exactly what Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing about. We're not sure if they're arguing about only before Afrasha, only after Afrasha, or they're arguing in both cases to the extreme, and we don't have an answer there. Okay, good tvach.